My job at Honeywell International these days is to restore the discipline of execution to a company that had lost it. Many people regard execution as detail work that's beneath the dignity of a business leader. That's wrong. To the contrary, it's the leader's most important job. This particular journey began in 1991 when, after a 34-year career at General Electric, I was named Allied Signals CEO. I was accustomed to an organization that got things done, where people met their commitments. I took execution for granted. So it was a shock when I got to Allied Signal. Sure, I knew it would be in rough shape, but I wasn't prepared for the malaise I found. The company had lots of hard-working, bright people, but they weren't effective, and they didn't place a premium on getting things done. Viewed on the surface, Allied Signal had the same basic core processes as GE or most other companies. It had one for people, one for strategy, and one for budgeting or operations. But unlike the processes at GE, those at Allied Signal weren't yielding results. When you manage these processes in depth, you get robust outputs. You get answers to critical questions. Are our products positioned optimally in the marketplace? Can we identify how we're going to turn the plan into specific results for growth and productivity? Are we staffed with right kinds of people to execute the plan? If not, what are we going to do about it? How do we make sure the operating plan has sufficiently specific programs to deliver the outcomes to which we've committed? At Allied Signal, we weren't even asking these questions. The processes were empty rituals, almost abstractions. People did a lot of work on them, but very little of it was useful. The business unit strategic plans, for example, were 6-inch thick books full of data about products, but the data had little to do with strategy. The operating plan was strictly a numbers exercise, with little attention paid to action plans for growth, for markets, for productivity, or for quality. People were holding the same jobs too long, and many plants were run by accountants instead of production people. Allied Signal had no productivity culture. It measured cost per man hour in its plants, but had no company-wide measure for real productivity growth. It lacked learning or education. Individual businesses were allowed to have their own identities instead of being joined under the Allied Signal name. I was told, "We've got a chemical culture, an automotive culture, and an aerospace culture, and they don't like each other." "We've got one stock that investors buy," I replied, "and we need one brand." Most fundamentally, the three core processes were disconnected from the everyday realities of the business and from each other. Leading these processes is the real job of running a business. The leader has to believe in them and be actively involved in them. But the former CEO hadn't been deeply involved with them. He saw his job as buying and selling businesses. Our new team conducted the processes with rigor and intensity. By the time I retired, after the merger with Honeywell in 1999, we had tripled our operating margins to almost 15%, raised our return on equity from just over 10% to 28%, and delivered an almost 9-fold return for shareholders. How did we do it? We created a discipline of execution. Putting an execution environment in place is hard, but losing it is easy. Less than 2 years later, the picture had changed again. The company didn't deliver the results the investors expected, and the stock price was down. After the proposed merger with GE fell through, Honeywell's board asked me to spend a year getting the company back on track. Certainly the distraction and uncertainty of the merger effort had taken a toll. Good people had left or were leaving, but the discipline of execution had unraveled. The intensity of the core processes had waned. Honeywell wasn't getting things done. Before I left the company, for example, we had developed a turbogenerator product that I thought was a very promising entry into the market for standby power. It would be perfect for small businesses such as 7-Eleven stores. On returning, I found the product had been built incorrectly it was too small for the market and would run only on natural gas when we needed to offer both oil and gas alternatives. Sales were pathetic. People expected that I'd find some way to salvage the product. After all, I had been the instigator. But when I looked at the situation, I saw it was too far gone. We'd be better off spending the money on something else. So we closed it down. When a company executes well, its people are not victims of mistakes like this. If Honeywell had had an execution culture, either the turbo generator would have been built correctly from the outset, or it would have been fixed soon enough to be successful. And when a company executes well, its people are not brought to their knees by changes in the business environment. After the tragic events of September 11, we had to tear up our aerospace operating plan for 2001, but we put together a new one in 10 days. We identified as best we could the shortfalls of revenue, and we decided what we'd have to do to offset them with cost cuts. We also put a team in place to coordinate and ramp up all of our security products, and we re-energized our defense marketing folks.